We'll call the meeting to order at 6:32. Any additions or adjustments to the agenda?
I just wanted to talk about the letter to go to the Vermont Council on Rural Development under other business.
And then we'll have to have signing the contract for the solar under additions and adjustments. Okay. Water Department.
Okay, well, we read the meters, and our new reading equipment, we did have some issues.
Oh.
But the good thing is we were able to still read. We had to manually enter the readings, and everything worked smoothly. On Terry's end, it seemed to go all right.
Yep.
So, and I talked with Dave Harris from Ty Sales. He came out yesterday, looked the equipment over, and he took it back with him and promised within 2 weeks he'll have an answer for us, either replace the equipment or have that work and then get it back to us. So I hope, I have confidence that he'll follow through. So
the equipment isn't working or didn't work?
It's communicating with each other. It's having an issue because there's one piece of equipment to link two other pieces of equipment, because one, what you read with, it uses a radio frequency, and then it has to transfer it to Bluetooth. You know, and that's what picked it up.
Oh.
The one piece in the middle seems to not
be able
to
talking
the other. So he's going to hopefully they'll get it figured out. Again, though, it was still manually reading and everything was pretty simple with this stuff. So we were able to do it.
Still more user friendly.
Oh, absolutely. Because
it used to be we'd have a piece of paper with everybody written and he'd have to handwrite. At least he can
just
enter it onto like the Kindle type iPad thing, whatever it is.
And the old one, you could only read up to 99, and then it's falling unless you get the other piece working. You can't download this; it just went through them all.
Oh, good.
So even in bad times, it was better. So.
And that's for both the village and the town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he comes back, the village has some other issues, but it's partly the meters they have. So he's when he comes back in a couple weeks, he's going to get together.
Awesome.
So
the tech support seems good so far.
Yeah,
and I can call them, like if I'm having a question, downloading what I need to. And they, very good to talk to. And it's good.
So step forward. The consumer confidence reports went out with the bills. So 24 consumer confidence report is done. I think that Terry and Diane get them all folded up and stuffed in the envelope. So those are done. Unfortunately, they've added so much stuff that we used to do that trifold that I just put together on Publisher. And they've added so much stuff yet that we can't do that anymore. So it's two sheets.
Yeah.
Front and back, two sheets.
Yeah.
But no extra postage of anybody.
Oh, that's
so
that's good.
But
that's done. And the last thing on my list, Pleasant Street. So I actually received an email. I applied for $1 million appropriations
to
Becca Balance office, and we actually have been selected to the next step.
Wow. Congratulations.
Wow, well, that doesn't mean anything.
I know, but at least we're based on step two.
So they have what they call an application. It was just, it's actually the instructions that come right from the committee, they pass on as an application. So I've got that filled out, and I have to have it submitted by Thursday. We'll see if we make another round.
Steve.
So, again, we'll see. We'll see if we actually get the money. We'll probably end up having a ribbon cutting ceremony at some point. Right?
I'm still talking to a lot of people about the median household income, right?
Yeah.
I get a little bit stirred up about it.
I think you educated a few people even at SRF, actually. So, and we do know that when that comes across, when that application comes across their desk, actually, they're looking at it a little bit now because Mike has followed up and given them a lot of the information they're looking for when they look at our application. So I think it's good to be kind of on their radar screen.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Thank you.
But that's all I had. So hopefully I'll come next month with a $1 million check.
Yeah. Wow.
from Congress.
Thanks, Steve. Right.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good night.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
Mike.
Oh, you had a little incident in Eden there.
I did.
He didn't even know it. We told him when he came to work the next day.
I drove by there right around the time it might have happened. I was going to Williston, and on my way back, there were only two state troopers in the yard, so they had just made the call. I mean, I was like, oh my God.
I heard it from everybody.
Did you know him or anything?
No, I know like three people.
I mean, it's right there on the main road. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, later.
Bye.
Right.
Oh, let's see. Things are going okay. Roads are in good shape. I think we're about done the mud. Waiting for another stone storm. getting ready to cut brush sometime. Just stuff to do during that time of year where there's dubbing around time. And I might as well face the bear in the room. John's here. We'll let him talk. See what he's got to say.
Joy.
So anyways, I don't know who wants to look at this. I get pictures too.
Yeah, I'm aware of this.
Because you guys are out. You guys are what, 25 feet center of the road to the culvert?
No, 25 feet is right away is from the center of the road. That's that. Look.
Where the culvert is, pretty much.
We don't own no culverts. We don't. All the 25 feet.
Well, when Lee Lee put that culvert in for me.
We ain't never going to do it again if we don't do that.
Because I took my other culvert out because it was too small. Anyways.
Yeah, that's
not the issue.
No, that's here to there.
Not the issue.
Tell them what happened. Tell them what you did.
Yeah, because my driveway, because you guys do a good job doing the road. They crowned it all up nice. But when I come out of my driveway, it's like this. And actually, you can go see my bumper in my car because I was hitting the ground. So I was just taking some dirt off the edge of the driveway. Andrew Kuchar bought me up 4 loads last fall. Well, anyway, I was just pushing some back in so I don't keep hitting my bumper when I hit to the road. You know, pickups and SUVs is fine, but my little car is not fine. But he's got me down for 10-wheeler load, greater service. I got pictures of...
So I went to look at it with Mike, too.
Yeah, see, look, I went from here to here. How far is that? Oops, sorry. Anyway, that's my car hitting the ground. That was tonight's picture. I need to go back this way. Well, okay. See the cars are coming up the road right here. And I took a little bit of dirt out right here from that telephone pole to here. And this is all I did right there. And you can see, I didn't put shit for dirt on there, hardly. Just that little bit. That's all I did. Then he told me I'm pushing all this dirt all the way up my driveway, which I'm not. I'm just trying to get this piece
dirt
of
dirt to there.
Okay. So we went and looked, okay?
Yeah.
Gene, we went and looked, and you know, there was places where there was 3-4 inches of gravel gone from that road. And it was...
Well, you saw where the culvert is.
I saw where the culvert is.
Yeah.
But that's your driveway. We're not responsible for maintaining your driveway.
No, I know that.
Right. And...
But I didn't put not 14 yards of fucking dirt in my driveway. Sorry. I didn't put no 14 yards in my driveway.
Would have took to fix it, John.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I know. That's
I thought it was going to be more than that, okay? We talked about it being more than that.
But what... So...
I don't understand.
I want to ask you a question, John.
Yes.
So if your driveway was that messed up with the road, why wouldn't you take it from your gravel... Not the town's gravel. You took it out of the town's road.
I took some of mine and I pushed it down afterwards.
So why didn't you take it all from your driveway? You took it off the town road to fix your property, not ours.
Yeah, but it's in the rule because you guys you guys crammed it so much. So when I come out of my driveway, I'm like this.
That's, we have to get the water off the road. I mean, that's what we do. The whole road, we didn't do it
just. You could have made it so my driveway is still up so the water falls before the culvert.
There ain't no
burden. Right now, all that did, that looks like I just showed them. I don't know what you got for pictures, but...
The concern I would have is that you removed dirt from...
I didn't move 14 yards.
Doesn't matter how much you took. You went
all that
in
is
you,
in front of the culvert.
But it was the town
I'll take
road.
I'll take you guys out there right now and show you.
I don't have to. We've all been there. Oh, he hasn't. But anyways, John,
being the old age, he's handicapped. Look at the cars coming up the road. It's like they're not even close where dug dirt out. They said they put a load of gravel there, and I know you guys didn't even put a load of gravel there.
Well, we did. You believe what you want, but we did. And I'm sorry that you're upset about it, but we try to take pride in our work, and we try to do a good job on that road.
I know you guys are doing a hell of a good job.
I don't know how many loads we put on that road last year, but probably put 80 loads of gravel on that road.
Probably.
Yep.
From Newport Center line up to the top of the hill.
Because I know when Rainiers came down too, they dug all the ditches out.
Years ago.
Last
year I put at least 80 loads of gravel on that road. That's probably $50,000 we put in that road.
Yeah.
And for you to take it and put it in your driveway, it's stealing. You stole, John.
I didn't steal no 14 fucking yards.
I don't care
yards.
If you stole 8 yards. It's still stealing. That's all I'm trying to get
a I know you were bitching at me that day. You didn't even get out of the truck.
I was out of the truck.
You were yelling at me.
Yeah, I was.
All I was doing is trying to fix in that one little spot.
Then you should have had Andrew Kucher bring you a load of gravel. You should have paid for it.
So then I got to dump half in the room.
Nope. You didn't do anything on our road, because I went back up and graded what you back-dragged to pick up again.
There was nothing there to fucking grade.
So that load of gravel, I didn't have to grade that I put there? After you took this gravel out of the road?
I didn't take a freaking load of gravel, that's what I'm getting to.
Well,
I'm lucky if I took a couple yards just to fill in.
You took any.
Yeah, that's
not yours
point.
To hate. I don't care, so next time I'll take it out.
Lee used to come down with the blade and used to fix it right there. My wife's handicapped and shit.
Well,
she needs to get in and out.
Your wife ain't the only handicapped person in this town,
I'll see you guys in court.
That's fine.
I won't put you in... Fuck this. That's bullshit. We pay taxes like a bastard.
Didn't say you did.
Yeah, but just imagine...
No, I'm just saying. We're just trying to keep...
But
so
we didn't steal your stuff. You stole our stuff.
Yeah, just imagine if everybody living on a dirt road...
Don't worry, I know a lot of people that take it out of the
decided to... pull dirt off the road. I mean, it makes the road unsafe. That's the first thing.
Jake Carpenter does the same here up here. He puts it right back in his road.
He takes tire off the tire road and puts it in his driveway?
No.
So where is he getting it from, John?
This is bullshit. Anyway.
Sorry
you
to
guys
feel
take me to court.
Sorry you feel that way.
No, it's just bullshit. I'm a handicapped. We didn't get no freaking money coming in and... Yeah, I just tried to fix up front of my freaking culvert.
The next time we'll just have the cops come up and you'd have had a bigger problem that night than you would have.
No, don't worry about it.
Than a load of gravel.
That's not right.
You're right.
We pay all these freaking taxes. All I did is try to fix up what you guys crowned over.
Well, I'm sorry the road was nice.
Yeah, but the road is nice. You guys are doing a good job.
Well, that's
the only problem
you
I have is when you guys crowned it, it comes up to my driveway. So go look at my bumper on my car. It's always hitting the bottom right there where you guys crowned.
Bottom line is you can't be taking gravel out of the road. You can't be taking gravel out of the road.
Like a yard and a half,
you can't be
yards.
Taking any gravel out of the road.
So you go charge me $500 for...
If it takes 14 yards to fix it, then that's what it takes.
It didn't take 14 yards to fix it.
That's what we haul in a dump
truck. So when you come back to it, the grader blade, just push it up to my driveway. That's all I'm asking. So you want me to go get another 10-wheeler load and there's no 14 yards there that I fucking stole?
No, I already put it back.
Yeah, you put it back where?
Right in the road, John.
How the hell am I going to put 14 yards in that one fucking little spot?
I don't know. It looks like 8 or 10 inches in the picture I have.
Well, the picture I got, you ain't got
no. Oh, well, you did after it was all done.
No, I stopped after you bitched me out. Tim Anus was there.
There was nobody there when we were there, John.
No, but Tim Anus is right behind you when you left. You look at this freaking side here.
Does it match? That's my picture.
Yeah, look, here's the original turf right
here. How deep does that look to you?
Just a little bit right from near. Look at this side here. There's freaking nothing.
I went up there and I looked at it.
It is what it is.
Well, so how am I supposed to pay this now? We ain't got shit for fucking money.
It's not up to me, John. You work every day.
You guys, my old lady used to be on the board and everything and all that shit, and she said that's not right because Lee used to take care of us all the time. He never had a bitch.
Lee's retired.
He's retarded.
I'm doing the best I can, John. And I'm sorry that you got
caught. All you gotta do is just take your freaking blade and just lift it up a little bit. They're right there.
Yep.
That's all I'm asking for. I ain't asking to be an asshole. I just wanted to... Every time I come in on you... So I should call you guys out and put a new bumper on my car.
Nope. You should call AJ Kucher and get a little gravel.
So I'm gonna put that in the road and then you go grade it off anyways.
Well, you took hours.
Yeah, you just fucked me over on $450.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you, John. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's still stealing no matter which way you look at it. And
I don't see how you call it stealing. I'm just fixing the road. It's just like when all the water came down the spring, who the hell dug out the freaking culvert so the water didn't go over the road? Everybody's out there with the freaking shovel and pick and shovel it all out and picked it out. So the water went down in the culvert.
What does that have to do with the gravel, John? We're not talking about past tense and this.
I'm trying to save the freaking driveway.
It's not my driveway to save.
There you go.
I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I don't know what you want. What do you want?
All I want is get rid of this fucking bill. I'm sorry to be an asshole. I just don't want this bill.
But you don't see in your mind that you stole. That's the problem.
It's on the end of the freaking driveway.
No, it came out of the town road.
Yes, but 25 feet to 20 to my ditch.
So you don't have any 25 feet.
It wasn't 25 feet.
How the hell you don't have 25 feet? 25 I'm just helping you out, guys out.
You help.
Remember, I had my dozer out there when that even Lee was out there. I had my dozer out there fixing my neighbor's lawn. Gravel.
We're back in past tense again. We're not.
Yes, I know it's past tense.
We're not talking about the stuff that you stole. That's all we're talking about.
Some of my fucking feet.
What did you do?
I'm just trying to fix the edge of the road.
You didn't answer me. What did you do?
I took the gravel and took the edge of my culvert.
So you stole the town gravel.
It's still on the road.
No, you put it in your driveway.
I don't see how the fuck you guys figured the driveway. It's right between the culvert down.
This is your driveway, John.
So I'll go in my driveway tonight. I'll fucking push all that dirt back in the road and you'll come down through the grader and you go shove it out again. Yeah. Look all the gravel by my culvert right here. You guys come down through, you take your freaking blade and you make those water ravines so the water comes down the road and goes into the ditch.
Yeah. Well, that's all the water back.
From the telephone pole up to my driveway, I bet you there's a 10-wheeler sitting right in there. No, not a 10-wheeler, I'd say 6 yards.
So? I didn't put it there.
So that's why I was just taking the edge of that and just trying to patch that up a little bit. Just so I don't keep hitting my bumper.
So, but you weren't taken out of the ditch, John.
No shit.
Seems like we're... So... Personally, I really don't give a shit if he pays this bill, but he still won't get through his head that he stole, and that's all I'm trying to get across.
I know what you're trying to tell me, yes.
But you don't see it.
I don't see that part, because I was just stealing. How am I stealing it? It's still in the road.
I'm done.
It's still in the road.
I'm done.
No, you can't. You just can't take gravel off the road. You can't take gravel. That's the bottom line. You can't take gravel off the road.
I pay taxes on the goddamn.
It doesn't matter. You can't pay I mean, I pay taxes. I can't go drive his truck because I want to. You can't take gravel out of the road.
You can't.
You can't.
You just can't.
Whatever.
It's not whatever. You just can't.
No, it's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit.
We're scratching, trying to make a living, and...
Well, you know, so is the town.
Pay all these taxes, and all we do is just trying to fix the edge of my driveway.
By taking dirt off our road. I mean, you can't.
How many residents are in town? Just around
1,800.
So if I did 1,800 14-yard loads...
I ain't talking to my driveway.
So why is yours different than somebody else's?
All you gotta do is take your blade and
You should have put your name in here when Lee retired. Because obviously you have all the answers.
I don't have the answers.
Yes, you do.
I'm just asking why I'm getting charged.
You know why you're getting charged. You took gravel from the town.
Yeah, because you guys made that big freaking crown in a row.
I got a better idea. Go to Culkin's and get a load of gravel and see if they let you have it for free.
Alright, I'll send you the bill. Okay.
Anything else from the Highway Department?
No. Not one thing.
Thank you for your hard work, sir.
I'm going on vacation, does that matter?
Okay. Moving along. Yep. I guess we're past public comment.
You just can't.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good vacation.
Yep.
So when do you go? Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yep, good.
So. Just imagine if you just everybody went and started taking dirt off our dirt roads. I mean, it makes it unsafe, first thing.
John is a decent guy, but he's foolish. He doesn't see it in his brain right now, and I don't think he ever will. No. I like him. I just... Like I said, I don't care if he ever pays it personally, but it's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet he won't do it again.
You can't.
Yeah. No. That's all I really want to get across. And it's $500. It is what it is. I'll waste that next week. One sitting.
Hey, thank you. Have a good break.
Have a good vacation.
Hope it don't snow. Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot.
LEMP.
Public comments? No public comments?
There's no public comments. Oh, you don't got anything you want to add, do you?
No.
Can I have your name just for the minute?
Matthew Wilson.
Okay.
Okay, so, local emergency management. You will notice, this thing is marked up, and it gets a little bit confusing, so let me just start...
Let him take home a few reams of paper every now and then?
He should. Good point.
I went through this before you came, but the adoption form has now changed. And so everything that's in yellow here on the adoption form is stuff that's new. And so let's just start with the easy stuff. You'll notice that the adoption date is May 13th. And the reason why that's May 13th is if you look directly across, you can see that first paragraph that it's due to the Vermont Emergency Management Regional Coordinator, that's Bruce Melende, by June 1st. And that's a change. And so that gives us a month, and I really need that month, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So I made the date to May 13th, our next meeting, and for Robert, I put down there that you were the select board chair, as opposed to just the EMD. I wanted to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Point of contact to Bobby Jacobs. What I want to do is once I get home tonight, tomorrow, and if there are edits and things that I can add to this, I'm going to get it as good as I can, then I'm going to get with Bobby. I'll say, hey, you know, is there a time we can sit down and kind of go through this? And so then, you know, we can go through it with Bobby. And then, Terry, you're the third point of contact on this, okay? Just like we have in the past.
Because they changed their equipment. They sold the truck.
They did.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. They so this will be a good thing.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And then what's also new is this REMC representative. I did not look these up, and I guess I should have. I have no idea which one of these I'm on. One or the other. So I'll figure that out by next month, and we'll get through that. Okay. So this is what we'll be signing, and on the back, of course, is all of the page numbers, and I'll fill that out when I get to that point. Okay. So the format changed, and it changed drastically. So everything that we had in the in the beginning part of last year's document is now one page. Everything else goes into the enclosures. I actually kind of like it. I think it makes much more sense that you have these enclosures with specific focus areas, and so all of the information should be there. So if you look at page one, the overview,
up here.
That's the one page that used to be like 10 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? And so what I wanted to show you was that I've, you know, changed everything around, and under optional annexes, this is the first time that I've done this. We had a list of annexes that were pending, and I took them all out, and I'm only including the annexes that I have prepared and will be prepared for this, and that is for the school. Mm-hmm. And while we're here, let's just go to it. So if you go to the last two pages, you'll notice that, it's page 6-1, but it's really 7-1, but you'll see A, Troy Elementary School. I'll write that. So the concept basically is this, that the Troy School, as a member school district of the SU, they're a part of a big plan, and that the town, our position, or, you know, the way I see it is that we support that plan. So we're not going to add, you know, anything to that, because they're working that plan out. And so rather than me go through, you know, some of this, because obviously there are certain things that we don't want to tell people about how we react, these are two sheets that came off the NCSU website. The NCSU and Emergent 3, this is that communication system that we've got going, and everybody's talking to each other. And as a part of that, there's this thing called parent squares and all of that. Mm-hmm. We could potentially get onto this Emergent 3. And then that way we could, you know, be a part of it. And
the town could be a part of it.
One of the things that I want to say here is that, you know, under the concept, is that Troy School is like how many feet behind this building?
Yeah.
Not 100.
Yeah. It's 40 feet.
40 feet?
That would be my guess, yeah.
And I want to say that because we're in such close proximity that we are able, right, if somebody says they want to stand up an emergency management, right, you know, center, then, I mean, we're right here. We can see what's going on. And so I think that's an advantage, too. But anyway, Emergent 3 is how they're communicating. And then here's a guide for families, and I just wanted to put this in here because this is what the families are being told. And if we are operating an emergency operations center, and, you know, school is in session, and then they're out of session, I just think we need to know what the parents are being told. Does that make sense? So that's the annex that I want to do with the teachers and or with the school. And so just know that once I have this written, it's close. I'm not close, but in my head I have it, you know, pretty much what I want to do. I'll run it by Liz Butterfield. And Liz is the administrative assistant to the superintendent, and she's the one that's in charge of, responsible for all of the safety stuff in our schools. She's very well versed in all of this, and so we'll, you know, I'll coordinate whatever I put in here with her, and then we'll get it done. Okay? So that's a new annex now. Okay. So I'm just going to walk through it pretty quickly. So on page 2, so now we're back to the beginning. On page 2, the acronyms, I'm going to keep that if that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
I just think there's...
I was referencing it already. I'm like... Oh,
yeah, there's just too much. And then when you get into enclosure 1 now, you'll notice that I've got a couple of highlighted... You know, I don't know if the fire chief and the assistant fire chief in North Troy are Albert and John Farley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they still the same?
John is too, right? I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. And then on the next page, looking at the highlights, the fourth fire warden, I know we changed that.
Ben,
so
Ben here.
It's Ben. Is it Benjamin or
Benjamin,
Ben?
Yeah.
Benjamin?
Yep.
Okay, good.
3473.
Oh, you're awesome. Okay, then you can see Lee Forbes. Is he the
He's still available, yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
And then you can notice our town control officer. Okay, I can get that from you later. So we can move things along.
Yep.
And then you can see we've got a bunch of things going down. I'm going to the next page. We know in Lowell that Calvin passed away, so I'm going to have to confirm, you know, who the fire chief is in Lowell. I don't know who that is, but I'll figure that out.
And there's no fire wardens in the village anymore. The town fire warden covers both the village and the town.
Okay, where is that?
To the bottom.
Right there.
And then the next, the assistant, in the next page, Chris Nesbitt.
Okay, awesome.
Both Ben now.
Good. Awesome. Nothing else that I've, you know, that's for this month coming up, is to go through that whole thing. And essentially what I do is anytime I have, like, anything related to the state, I'll go back to the website, double check to make sure the website is still active. I'll make sure the names are the same and all of that. So I'll update that. Now, we're into enclosure 2. This is your emergency operations center. Why did I make that yellow? I don't know. Under 2.2.2, so you'll notice that all of the paragraphs are now identified with these numbers. You'll notice midway down, decision to activate. This is... what we had in our plan last year and the years before, and I think that makes sense, Robert, that you mm-hmm. would be the one. But in their example, they have others that, you know, could potentially activate. And you're going to tell me, well, hold on. It's right here. Or fire chief. So in the example that they gave, it was the emergency management director or the fire chief could, you know, call the EOC, you know, that we need to do this. I think that we need one person to do that, and I think that should be Robert. That's just the EMD. The more people that can make that call, I think...
So then would that go there, though, as the request from the fire chief?
The fire chief would be an incident commander.
Would be, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that that's a very
that
generic...
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right, because if there's a fire, he's the... Yeah. So... my formatting, just so that, you know, like, what the hell is he doing of all this red and black and yellow? The yellow was stuff that I just kind of wanted to talk about quickly. The red, basically, are things that I've added.
Okay.
And so under 2.3.2, the very last paragraph, maintain situational awareness, their directions say that we have to, you know, fill that in. Great. I went back to, remember I told you all of those pages that we had? So then I was able to take out everything that belongs in there and just shift it over. So I didn't have to write anything, I just have to format it. So it's just making sure it's in the right place. That makes sense? So it went pretty fast. Okay, so we're just going to go right through it. So there's not anything in here that I've added. Again, it's all from last year and the years before. Now I'm on looking at page 2-4. Refer to Annex A, where I have job guides and job duties. Is that something that you think we should continue to have? If you want me to do that, I can pull that together. There are things online that I can pull that pretty quickly. But I do have a bulleted list of what those job duties are down below. Does that make sense? So I don't think that we need an annex specific to, you know, detailing all of the job duties of each of the different positions in the EOC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or maybe I do. I don't know. What do you think?
Go ahead.
You're very
I'm not sure it would be good to have a list to refer back to.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, I think it'd be good to have, like, a list to refer back to as far as who does what, even if it's a document you can
I'm
search.
I'm going to put you on speakerphone, okay? Just a sec.
This is John Paquin on the phone. Go ahead and ask again. I got you on speakerphone, John.
Alrighty. How about if I take my plow truck and I push it all back in the road?
No, that's not a good idea.
No. That's another safety.
That's not a good idea?
No, that's not a good idea because then you're messing around on the road and Mike will have to go back up there. Don't push it back in the road.
No, it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to save this money because we, like I said, my old lady's handicapped and we have a hard time making payments here. Plus I'm laid off like in 20 hours a week.
Yeah, no, that's no good. You can't be working in the road, so don't push it back in the road. We'll find another solution. Okay?
Well, I would hope you guys would please help me. Except we have a hard time right now, because with the wife being handicapped.
Yeah.
We have a hard time with our money as it is, plus I'm laid off 20 hours a week, so.
Yeah, but that's not the answer, okay?
Well, try to help me out somehow, please.
Yeah, we can talk about it, but we'll talk about it another time.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Should have never gone into the road.
Nope.
Good thing he asked though before he
good
back.
Thing. Good thing. Good thing he asked.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Going down the road, here you're going down the road, and now there's... All right, so what I hear is that the need for an Annex A might be a good thing to have. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, if there's room for it in the document, then why not have it there?
Okay.
And if it's not followed to the T, it's not, but then we understand what duties
right.
need to be done.
Be done,
got
and
it.
Who's responsible for coordinating and whatnot.
Okay, yeah. So these bulleted lists are just bulleted lists, so it'll expand the list, so to speak. So, okay, so I can do that. So that'll be an additional annex then that will be added to
this section
to the
right
document.
Here.
No, actually, that section stays there. What it will be another, you know how I have this for the school? That's an annex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there'll be another two or three pages that will have the different positions and their duties. That's what this is doing. That's what I'm asking.
All right. So how would it differ from this? Because this is the
it'll
position
be more extensive.
And their duties.
It'll be more extensive. Like this is, you know...
Just
you
a know, generic big, broad...
Yeah, just a broad brush. So
do you already
it'll
have
be more generic.
A kind of already drafted?
You
just took it out of here?
No, I don't have it drafted, but and I went on to the Vermont Emergency Management website, and they have a lot of really good resources. And so I don't think it'll be much to pull it together. I really don't. So, and if it is, then I'll bring it up in May.
Yeah, because this is...
Yeah, if it's not going to differ much from this, and this is what we would refer to, then I don't think it's worth the extra work. Yeah,
so maybe what I can do is crosswalk. Maybe that's the first thing. It's just a crosswalk, those document, that document with this, and maybe I can make this table a little bit bigger, if I need to save us from doing the annex. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That's easiest. It does the same
thing. Yeah, I thought you were talking about calling this the annex.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, the annex is a whole nother...
Yeah, no, I think...
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. I think I was misunderstanding.
Okay. I'll crosswalk them, though. Okay. Next, you see the potential emergency operations center. The listed town officials may assist in the operational staffing. So this red I put on there, that's not part of their template. So while I follow their template very carefully, there are places where I said, I think this needs to, you know, I think the way we had it is much better. Mm-hmm. So under volunteer staff, our Albert Farley, I guess that, you know, because he is the fire chief, so I'm good with that. Now, the primary EOC facility, which is here, you'll notice that they've changed this, you know, that 2.6, paragraph 2-6, 2.6, there's 10 items there. Those changed a little bit, and under available equipment, they have all of these listed. And so I know we have internet, I know we have phone line. How many computers do we have? One, two,
four? And a laptop.
One laptop. We don't have a projector and large screen, do we?
But we're going to have the owl.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to do like a presentation or something if that's...
Okay.
Yep.
Good. And then we do not have a food prep area in this building, and we won't when it's renovated,
we'll have a
kitchen
with a sink and a microwave.
And a mini fridge.
So, I mean, I think we can call it, yes. Okay.
We can make popcorn.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I mean, think about it. If,
in bulk.
If we have to, you know, set up a emergency operations center here, I mean, that's good to know. Even though it is just popcorn,
That's right.
You know what I mean? It is something. Okay. Backup power needed. So this generator connection we need to work on.
So I still have to meet with Jason about doing the electric here for the thing. Should I just tell him to get that in the quote?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then if it's doable, we'll do it.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't know.
It's going to be about time.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, and then 2-7, the alternate EOC, that's where I'll talk to Bobby. I have no idea. I mean, I know they have a kitchen, they have a nice food prep area, but I'll get with Bobby. And then 2-8.
Can I ask a question? Sorry.
Yeah.
This is specced out?
What?
That 75 watt?
No.
Okay.
That's just a placeholder.
Okay,
I think that came from, in fact, if you look, that came from the Troy, the 75 watts, so I have no idea. That's what I was told at some point in time. Again, I'll confirm that with Bobby. And then under 2-8, the alternate, that's the village offices.
Mm-hmm.
Who is our village clerk?
Gloria Iverson.
Iverson. Got it. Computer's number there?
I don't know what the library computer looks like.
I'll find out. Oh, just one?
Yeah. Well, computers, there's three old ones in the library.
Old ones.
No.
Coffee machine?
Yes.
Projector and large screen? No.
Yeah, no library.
Yes?
Yeah.
Food prep?
Yeah. Whole kitchen.
Wow.
Not library, I guess.
Do you have handles for the fridge?
Yeah, we need a screwdriver to put them on. where the hell are you? Oh, you went in there. Yeah, they're sitting on top.
Okay.
Okay, moving along.
Out of sight and out of my mind.
This is just a lot. Okay, so now we're on enclosure 3, and there's only 6, so we're close. All I have to ask here is under item 2, paragraph 2, emergency purchasing, are we still saying $5,000 is the limit?
Didn't you put a figure in the other in our?
I was gonna say, I think we gotta put in our purchase plan the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. In the purchase policy.
Okay, I'll take another look at that. The one thing that I wanted to bring to your attention is the second statement there under authority. Purchases over 5,000 or whatever that limit is. Do you see where I am? Under paragraph 2.1.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Authority. Second sentence. Purchases over 5,000, whatever the limit is, require approval of the select board, or if the select board cannot reasonably meet because of the emergency, any available select board member. But we have to, you know, take action as quickly as we can after. Mm-hmm. Here's my point. The way this is written is because you are the EMD.
Right.
If there is a need for emergency equipment, you don't need to ask Ann, right, and you don't need to ask me, because you're on the select board and you meet this criteria, you just do it.
Right.
And I think that's, if we're in an emergency and we need stuff, it's probably a good thing to have
We talked about that. We talked about putting a limit on it.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Okay. So the town-owned resources I'll get with Mike. Plus, I talked with him a little bit there this evening, so we're good. On page 3-2, moving right along, at the very bottom, item 7, the NMIS type resources. In yellow, note, firefighting or rescue equipment, I added this, and this is why. If you turn the page, and here are the tables, and you'll recall this from last year, but notice that the red, I've put, you know, here's your town resource, and then in red, I put the Troy Volunteer Fire Department on top, and the North Troy Volunteer Fire Department. The way it read last year was that town resources. We do not own the fire equipment.
Oh, okay.
And I think that it's you know, not correct and not factual for us to say that, you know what I mean? It's in the table as such. So you'll notice.
The village owns the village equipment, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying the
village. Oh, the village, okay.
Because we have a hook and ladder company in the village, so it's owned by the village, right? It would
be the village.
They're not a separate entity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I can take this out, the North Troy Volunteer Fire Department, because it is village resource.
Yes.
So, is the fire department own its own grader? Or is it?
No, this is.
No, that's a town. So that's the town.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, Sorry, 3.2. So, firefighting and rescue equipment. I don't know why I'm talking so loud, but you know why. are owned by the Troy Volunteer Fire Department. The equipment is included as a resource for EMD awareness. Specific RTLT definitions for town resources are provided at Annex F. Now, that's what I was... Okay, so now, this is a new annex, right?
Mm-hmm.
That will go behind, it won't be F, but... It'll go behind the school. Remember I was talking to Mike and he goes, well, what's a 1, 2, and a 3, and a 4? So what I'm trying to do with this annex is to identify for each one of these how 1, 2, 3, and 4 are defined so that we can be a little bit more accurate. I'm never going to remember this.
We had to talk about that last time because of the same reason.
We just don't, So if we put it in the annex, it's all there for reference. And then when we sit down and we say, hey, you know, I need to type this, and then here are the definitions, those guys will know.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that that's probably a good annex to keep. That won't be. Yeah. Does that make sense? You agree? Okay. Now
is that definition clear? I mean, I remember looking at it before, and it was.
Well, I don't know. I remember years ago I looked at it, and I was like, it's not exactly clear to me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I don't remember it being clear to me either.
Well, I'll put it together, and we'll see what it looks like.
Okay.
Okay. And now enclosure four, under appointment. Okay. There's this public information officer, and there's a public information officer that's, you know, for the incident. So the fire department may have somebody that speaks for them about that incident. I would think it would be Bobby or, you know, one of the assistant fire chiefs. What I put here, instead of just calling it a PI, public information officer, is I've specifically said town public information officer. I know it's a small thing, but I, you know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure it's very clear that this is the town, and theirs would be the incident PIO.
Right.
So that's who we're speaking on behalf of, is the town.
I just want it to be clear.
Yep.
Good?
Yep.
Page 4-2. This, Robert Langlands, EMD, and Terry Medley, town clerk, are authorized to send VT alerts on behalf of the town. This requires training. And I don't know what that training is. I can take this statement out, but there's something in here that sort of says that the town, when we call Vermont 211 to put an alert out, that we probably should have some input into that. And what's nice about this is that we can just put those alerts out on our own. But it requires training. So I don't know how you want me to handle that.
So this is like from at the state level. They provide this alert notification service that each town can have access to.
Yep.
Have we ever accessed or have a login? Or I would imagine we would have to create something like that. So if that's going to be in here, we probably should have that done and created so we know how to use it in the event we had to use it.
I would say that's a...
So does this, what the school offer through their Emergent 3... if we were able to piggyback with that, take place now. Does not. Okay.
I would try to keep the school separate.
Separate.
From,
okay.
Yeah. The only time I would combine them would be like a Vermont 211 emergency message that, you know, like, you know, the school gymnasium is open for
a warming
overnight shelter and all of that. That would be an instance. But everything else I would try to
keep separate. Okay.
Yeah.
No, just talking out loud.
Yeah. Does that make sense? But I take your point. We probably should investigate what it is we need to do with Vermont, you know, 211 and all. But so I don't know if we... So I'm back to this statement. How do you want me to state that? Perhaps I...
So somebody needs to be trained.
If we want to do it this way, I mean, you know, if we don't train ourselves, then we have to rely on Vermont 211. So that's where we would, you know, call them and relay information. They would do whatever they do, or we send them an email, and they would do it.
Oh.
The only difference is here is that if we were trained and authorized to do it, we could just do it all ourselves and not have, you know, Vermont 211 do it for us.
That so you're going to know what to do, though. Like with
well, I don't know.
We'd
have to do the training.
Well, but that's good for now. And then in 5 years when we need it, You're gonna find your notes.
But do you know what I mean?
Username and password. There's a URL to get on this thing.
So do you want somebody to be trained? I mean, I threw your names in there, and I can take this out and put a general, you know, statement that EOD staff, maybe that's the thing, EOC staff that are trained and authorized will do that.
And I'm perfectly happy to try the training. I don't know what I'm done with, trained or not.
All right.
Or we keep that in, saying we will use the service and call and have them put a message out on our behalf if and when needed.
Yeah. I mean, and that can happen too, but... okay. I like, you know, EOD staff or EOC staff that are trained will do this, trained and authorized will do this. And then whoever that is, because we're all going to be there here. Okay, that's all I got there. We're getting close. Now I'm on 6-, enclosure 6, sheltering and care. And this is, you know, where I was like, okay, we need a warming shelter identified. And you're saying
the village office, yeah.
And the contact person will be.
It'd be Terry. Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get
the rest of that from you.
Okay.
I do want you to notice that down here, I put in the little box and you can just click on it and it goes. In fact, while I'm doing this, I think I'm going to do that for the EOC locations as well, so we can just click on the ones that we have, you know. Okay, overnight shelter, Troy School. Know this. When I was at St. John's Ferry at how the Secretary of Education had these tours across the state of Vermont, and I went to one, and I overheard these people from Canaan. Oh, and I went right over and talked to her. And she's on the school board, this lady. And they developed, apparently, a really nice memorandum of agreement with the town on using their school gymnasium for a warming and overnight shelter. And I asked her if I could get a copy, and they were still, you know, working through all the issues. So I'm going to try to get that. But we definitely need a memorandum of agreement, and I have mentioned this a number of times to Liz Butterfield and to the superintendent. And, you know, my point is that we're all a part of the SU, and whatever we can do to help our communities, because we all have to have a local emergency management plan. We all have to have it. And so, you know, if we can come up with some kind of a generic or, you know, a memorandum that can be used, I think that would just be an awesome thing. Okay? And that's it.
Thank you.
Wow. So,
this is a lot of work, Captain.
All I'm going to do now is all of the red will turn to black. The yellows will go away. I'll have some other yellows for me to talk to. I'll spend some time with Bobby Jacobs. I'll get with you, Terry, to get some of this other information. And then I will look for these two positions that they're asking for on, the emergency services appointee and the EMD REMC representative. I'll find out what those entail. I'll send you an email. So then at least that way, if it's you and I or if it's me or whatever, if we already know we're doing this and we just don't know the formal name, then why don't I just have it ready? So I'll communicate with you once I figure that out. I could ask Bruce as well. So, okay? Now I can be quiet.
No, you're going to talk about the electronic sign.
Oh. You can have a breath first.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an awesome thing this is. This is a project that the PTA brought up at the school board meeting, and they were quite excited about it. And it was at that meeting that I suggested that, you know, we had talked about this and that there was interest. But, you know, obviously I can't speak for the select board. So this person, it's a teacher who reached out to Newport Town, got some information, you know, wrote to the company. And so this person, Chris, is the person we've been working with at the company. We're sort of at the point now where decisions can be made so that at least we can get a cost. You know, a potential cost. So I asked a very specific question to Chris. I said, so what are the unknown knowns? So what are the things that I'm not asking that I don't know what I should be asking, but you know what I should be asking? And he came back with a list. And so if you don't mind, I'll just quickly go through them. What are the options on where you could install the sign? So what I'm hearing is in the front. Is that
unless the grade is high enough that you can see it past the cars, right? Unless we.
That's what I was just thinking. If it's a blind spot there, and well, right? You're talking if it's.
If that grade, when we get the final plans, if the grade is adjusted high enough.
Right.
Yeah.
To that end of the ramp, then.
Even then, so then you're going to be looking out, and you're going to be looking at a sign. Of course, here
it'll be about where the flagpole is.
Oh, yeah, things are changes. Yeah,
things are going to change. It'll be about where the flagpole is.
Okay,
where the flagpole was.
Okay, number two, location number one. Hold on. So he's saying right here. Gives max viewing to drivers by regardless of direction they're going on the road. That's good. More people will see the sign, community message you'll display on it. However, it's pretty close to the road. It could be mounted on a single pole, up in the air a bit, protected like I previously mentioned, but the town may not be crazy about having it that close and the potential for it to be a distraction. Do you think it'll be a distraction?
I think it'll be... If it's high, it'll be out of place in this little town.
I think so, too. Like, elevating the hubby, looking like a billboard would be weird.
Oh, we don't want that.
Well, not that high, but you know what I mean. I think it needs to be ground.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, even Newport Center is...
So where is he? He's saying above the handicap by the...
Nope. He's saying... Yeah, his number one... Right now is like if you take that water bubbler, right there, like just go straight out right there.
So that grade won't be so high, but it's certainly clear. The only problem with that is its proximity to the road, because there's not much room.
Okay.
Unless we did it on this side of the ramp.
On what side?
In between. Right? So what he's saying is here.
Yes.
What if we did it here? It won't be so visible from this side, though, because this is going up and up.
Oh, my God.
But I don't, it might not be visible enough.
Could it? Well, then it would be elevated.
You know what I'm saying?
You're saying here.
Here. Not
where all these plants are?
Yeah, well, that's all going to get gone, unfortunately.
Oh.
Like, not... Not the one.
Well, it depends on how much we can get. But so the idea is that parking spot.
He shows so many plans here. I can't visualize even where my plant's going to sit till it's done. I'm so bad.
Yeah, right.
When they were talking this, I thought.
And so this area would be open, and that the only problem putting
and it's
on this
weird
line
because by not having any railing, so the earth's coming all the way up, so that we don't have a bunch of railing everywhere,
right,
and you're not shoveling snow and over the railings,
well,
you're just it's all just going to be ground level. You bring the ground
to the
top of
the
building.
About the Newport Town sign. is that you're driving and you just look over and you read it.
Right.
If we have it flat this way, you're only seeing...
Oh, no, we can't have it flat that way.
We
have
to have
it the other
way. It has to be, yeah.
Yeah, right? It has to be...
Yeah.
They've changed the signs in the grocery stores to be hanging down like this, so when you're walking, you can't see them in several grocery stores now. So I have to, like, go to the front.
Oh, go look, yeah.
It's not...
Yeah.
It's not effective. So, yes, I do think it needs to be...
Okay, so we really need to be looking. I don't like it here. There, you're not going to be able to have it both
this
sides.
This is
going to
be
I
a really
think.
Stupid
on the
question.
On the road side of the ramp?
Oh, actually, we could have it roadside in the front here, couldn't we? Depending on how big it is. All right, okay.
And you don't want to put it at the other entrance at all?
No.
Not at all.
And we should have documents relatively soon for to get quotes for the concrete work for the building. And if I have the specs for the sign at the same time, then we can do that. Because it'll be easier to do it
all at once.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm at the select board meeting. Okay, great. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Oh, that'll be awesome. So, how much time are we looking at here?
It's probably going to be at least a couple weeks. And then, so, but...
Okay.
Yeah. And right. It can be long, I mean...
It can be rough.
It can be rough, and it can be longer, yeah.
Right.
I mean, basically, you know, it's not going to be a very complicated thing to base.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
It's just the size, because it's going to have to be... It's going to have to go a few feet down anyhow, so it doesn't move around. And
yeah, and then you're going to have the electrical conduits and all of that.
And when you get the specs on that, I can get a price on that at the same time, too, if you want to. It'll be a separate quote, just so we can keep it separate. But.
Okay, location considerate electrical. Our signs are electrified and light up, so regardless of where you think you might like to put it, we need to get power to it. This would be... Dang easy to get power.
Any of this would be easy, yep.
Yep. Okay. As an aside, if you do that, suggest you put another pipe, or we don't need to get into that. How tall can it be, and what is the max square frontage? I looked that up. Our zoning laws say a sign can't be more than, I think it's 21 feet?
It's 20 square
feet. 20 square feet, so 4 by 5.
Feet.
And I
yep.
told them that. So they have that information. Okay, I think I have what I need. So, you know, at some point...
No flashing lights.
Huh?
No flashing lights. You can't have flashing lights. Either.
No, I saw that. And I told them that. And I think that what it is it's the LED lights and it's... Yeah. They know.
So will it be turned off at night?
It could.
I'm just, like, if... You are the neighbor. I'm just thinking about the neighbors like across the road. If it's like super bright, would they turn it off?
Yeah, it could.
At night?
I did bring that up.
I mean, it's not like they're looking at it this way. It's sideways. So
yeah, and there are street lights.
And this is St. Marie would be looking at it. Oh, no.
True.
I did bring this up.
So when you say no flashing, like things, because, right, people are going to have to have like you have to have an admin assigned, right? There won't be like graphics and stuff that will be flashing that will be able to.
There will be graphics, but
yeah,
in
you
terms
can get different
of
resolutions
yes,
too,
different
yeah.
resolutions, and each resolution is more costly.
Yeah.
And what I was most concerned about was that I did not want Terry to be responsible for school messages, and I did not want the school to be responsible for town messages. And so there is a way that you can have different people interacting with the sign
mm-hmm.
In different places so we can separate those two. That
we
was important.
Get Shira to help you coordinate that.
And,
get rid of it.
And what's really cool, Terry, is that Denise Delabriere is the one who operates the sign for the town and the school in Newport Center. And she says, it took me a while, but I'm really good at it. And I believe her.
Perfect.
And so you can have, you know, messages that, you know, they're up, they're down, a new message comes up. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that can happen. So I guess the final question, and then we're done with this, is we're looking at quite a cost here. How does that play into what we're doing with the renovation? And I mean, is this something that we want to continue with? Because it is going to be, you know, I would say very much in the neighborhood of $15,000.
So we have, I mean, we're doing the renovations and we have the MRP fund, and you know, we'll see how that comes out in the wash. It's still early on.
Yeah.
And then we also have the ARPA fund.
Okay.
And so that basically I think the best idea is to put it all together and then pick out what we can't afford.
Okay.
If that becomes the case.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is I'll make contact, I'll let them know what we're about, and so now we can move on to the next phase, which is a price quote.
For the sign only.
For the sign. Yeah. And then
specs.
And specs, because we're getting ready to do this, and so this kind of comes at a good time, but we're going to need to, you know, move pretty quickly. So, and I'll ask that the prices be good, whatever that, until after our meeting next month, because, right? But I don't know, remember, the PTA is a part of this too, so I don't know where they are with all of this as well. So, okay, did I cover everything?
Mm-hmm.
Questions? None?
No. I think if this all goes through with this building, it's perfect timing.
Oh, I think it's awesome. I think it's, Oh. Next. Very interesting stuff. The Vermont League, I wrote emails to the Vermont League, to the lawyer there, Garrett, I think was his name, and he wrote back really quickly. So the whole thing with the town merger is Vermont League of Cities and Towns cannot represent us or help us other than they can do training for us. So they said, we absolutely can do training. It'll cost. I don't know what their fee is, if you all are interested in that. So what they can do is they can come in and kind of go through the legal aspects, you know, what the law tells us to do and all of that, so that we have all of that in place. In my, I think I mentioned this last time, but I went to when Lindenville, I think, and Linden merged. And so I thought, ooh, this is kind of cool. So I wrote to the chair of the board. He sent me to the town manager, who then responded by naming two attorneys that represented both the town, and then he didn't say Lindenville or the village. He said, you know, Lindenville Electric. But anyway, that's probably part of it as well, because I was very clear on the merger. And so he named those. And so those were the two emails that I sent to you last night, wherein I was like, you know, hey, we're sort of, you know, at the very early stages of this. We're wondering if you would represent the town or the village, because I sit on the town select board and I'm not on the village trust, so I can't. Anyway, so I haven't heard back, and I'm monitoring my email very closely to make sure that I don't miss that. And so I've sent them out to the persons that they identified. One is in St. Johnsbury, the other one is in Littleton. And I'm just sort of waiting. And so I've asked what their fees are and what their contract would look like, and whether or not they're interested, obviously. So so that's cooking. So, I don't know. Do you want me to get with Vermont League and find out how much the training would cost and have them come and talk to us? I think the law is pretty clear, but I think it probably would be a good idea for us to have Vermont League kind of go through and, right?
And have the trustees at that meeting, too.
Yeah,
Yes.
And then that way everybody is aware of what's going on and what we're going to do. Because if you look at that Linden, they have a specific site for the merger. I mean, there are all these documents. And part of their merger committee was the local representative. Because one of the things that happens with the merger stuff is, you know, obviously we have to come up with a plan and there's certain requirements for what's in the plan and it has to all be spelled out. Then we get that, then we got to warn it, and then we got, you know what I mean? People have to pass it.
A place.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in one location on the website.
Then, you know, once we get to that point, then it goes to Montpelier. Then the legislature has to, I think it's the House. I don't think it's the Senate. I think it's the House. Has to approve it, and then if that gets approved, then it has to get documented with the state. I mean, it's process.
So the town approves it before it goes to the House?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, the village would have to vote, and the town would have to vote, because that was sort of my question, or at least I think. I mean, I went through the law last night, and, you know, my question was, do we vote as a collective town, or does the town and the village vote separately? And I think it's the town and the village vote separately under the big umbrella of the town. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
it's weird.
Different votes.
Right. So if I live, I don't live in the village, but if I live in the village, do I vote for the village and for the town?
No,
the town,
I think you only get one vote.
Yeah. I would assume so too, it's just weird.
I think it makes sense.
And so
the state has to approve before allowing community members to vote?
No, you vote ahead of time.
I was going to say you must, okay, all right.
So we develop a plan, and obviously,
the plan. Okay,
you
it's
know,
a plan.
Once we get that plan, I mean, there's going to be community conversations, right? I mean, we're going to have presentations and, you know, having meetings and have people come and, you know, this is what we're thinking of doing or wanting to do and, you know, what are your concerns and you know, let's kind of iron all of this out. Because in essence, what the law says is that, you know, that plan that we develop will essentially become our, what do they call it, village bylaws? What are your, how do you have village incorporation?
We have an ordinance.
You know,
I was going to say like a charter or something. But maybe
yeah,
not
it language. Becomes that sort of yeah. document at that level. So it's very important that everything is detailed. And that's why we need the lawyer and, you know, I mean.
And so do you know whether the town and the village can be represented by the same lawyer?
No. And that's why I reached out to the two attorneys that Lyndon had recommended.
Yeah. And theirs went through, right? They were able to do it and it's all completed.
Yeah, it's all done. Yeah?
Good.
Okay.
So much going on.
So the zoning issues in the town, it's just that we're getting... as always, it's a little out of control. And I just want to be able to take it, if possible.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
So,
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, I have been, you must have in an email somewhere when she got back to you.
Yeah, somewhere I'd have to.
And I have, but I can find mine and get the name of who we dealt with.
Okay.
Who the village dealt, you know, who I dealt with in the village.
Yeah.
That I think you're going to see in that email response back that quick. She had
It'll
an attachment or whatever
right.
with that stuff.
All right.
And then
okay.
it's just ordering the paper.
Yep. Okay.
But I'll tomorrow.
Yeah, because thank you, Terry. Because I'll tell you, I mean, you know, down in the village in South Troy, I mean things are just, there's a place. I mean, it's just getting completely out of hand. I mean, it's like
you're driving through many towns and it's out of hand. I we're not the only one, and it's.
But
I had people visit last fall that said, you know what we really realized on our ride up? They, you know, flew into Burlington and drove up. They're like, I couldn't believe the people that had stuff out on their lawn.
Yeah, it's...
Stuff. And it was really funny. They come every year and kind of really noticed a difference.
Mm-hmm. It's different.
It's...
And they come to a place where they live in gated communities with HOAs, so right, our lifestyle is different, but... When you have like people that visit from year to year, actually notice driving through our Vermont towns.
Yeah, it's not
disappointing.
Good. It's really disappointing, and there's a place in the village where you know there's now six vehicles all lined up. It used to be a U-shaped driveway. Now it's like you just drive in straight. There's six vehicles lined up, and they've now just moved in two. Travel trailers, you know, the big, and I thought, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, maybe they're just storing them.
Yeah.
And then the other day I walked by and the bump out was out.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of tells me that people are living in there.
Yeah.
So I'm just disgusted by it all. I don't know if that's the right word, but I mean, it really is. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're back again. You
Yeah.
So I did make a call to the financial institution that owns this property up the road.
Yeah.
I got no response because I wasn't an account holder. That property is in REO, so it's real estate and bank owned.
Yeah.
If you go to their website and if you can find an ID number, according to the few numbers that I called, that we would. You know, hopefully they would give you some information. I was just looking to see what their timeline was. I've talked to people that work at my financial institution that I work at, and most of these properties are sold as is, and it's up to the people that buy it that tend to clean them out. Basically did stress our concern about that being a health hazard and was basically told to really reach out to Vermont Department of Health to maybe work with their hazardous mitigation department. So I don't really know what that timeline will be.
Oh, yes.
And they were not even like willing to give me any information. And I spent like 2.5 days on the phone trying to get to somebody. That's why I have like multiple numbers.
Okay.
Well,
they shouldn't be able to pass the buck. They shouldn't be able to pass the buck like that.
That's right. Well, they apparently have locked the house now.
Yeah.
You can't get in the house. So that's a bonus. At least they're not. But I mean, they can get in the garage and play in the trash. They can get in. I can't believe it's tight. But
guess that by the time this place goes up and goes to auction, we're probably looking at probably midsummer before anybody would even probably go clean that up, and it's going to get gross.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, right now it's cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had little to no help. And I can continue to call and put pressure on, but I don't know if this becomes part where you start writing tickets, and I'll gladly see where we can send them.
But I do. I think it's time because I don't think, you know, a bank shouldn't be passing the buck to the town to pay for the cleanup.
They took the house back. Or to wait until it gets sold.
Yeah,
I mean, that could not sell, you know?
It's just awful.
So I did not have any luck. I got transferred 4 times.
And you know, the department of whatever they sent you to, remember I submitted the trailer on Railroad Street or Pine Street down here.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I CC'd you on all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't heard a thing. So I don't know.
And I even said, I'm like, so we really have to get the state involved as a hazardous. Like, it's terrible. That just cannot sit there like that.
I mean,
that.
What do we do as a health? I mean, can I do something as a health officer?
What can you do to a building that's now locked up?
I have no idea.
The girl up on the corner told me today that there's supposedly a way for the cats to come and go, But there's cats stuck in there, and I don't know why they'd be stuck if there's an opening, but what do I know? She claims that some of them will be too scared to come out, and they've locked the doors, and there's animals in there. And so she wanted animal control to go. Well, number one, I don't know how Wadham walked through to pick up the two cats she did, but she did with her husband. She went in the house and got two cats that she could catch when the state police called her and told her to go ahead in. But, like, you know, she's not going to go break down the door to a place that's now locked up. They arrested the,
I mean,
you know, the...
If anybody from the state has to go there, they're probably going in full hazmat suits, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It was bad. It was bad.
That dangerous.
Yeah.
And so basically it was like, well, refer to the state if it's a hazardous condition.
So let me ask you as well, I mean, what happens to the trailer? The travel trailer that's in the
I can't
area.
Believe they didn't drag that. Somebody didn't...
Yeah, I mean, that's a zoning violation, right? It's a zoning violation, and I can write a ticket. Right? Because that would be one... Right? Because it would be on all the... that's what I would do. Go to all the trailers
clear,
that I know are in there and write tickets.
When the tickets are written, it would be good for the both of us to be there.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd start writing tickets. Send them...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's FI owned at this point. Mm-hmm. So, at least maybe if it goes to the sale, they would recoup, maybe we would recoup some of those tickets.
Yeah.
Income at that point. But
are the people gone?
Yeah, what? Everybody's gone. Yeah.
They're gone?
Yeah. I mean, I even called the property maintenance department.
Wow.
At least that guy told me he'd give me no information instead of getting passed around by like
I mean, they've got garbage bags just stacked.
Yep.
All right.
But in most cases,
I'll see if I can with the has. What is
like
the
hazardous waste? It was like the state's hazardous waste. Waste retirement. I don't even know if that exists. Or that was the first thing that I was told, and then I made four other phone calls this afternoon.
I'll see. Again, I'll CC you to any correspondence I send out. Thank you, man. But at least they're gone.
And then hopefully it'll be just cleaned up eventually. But I still think there's going to be...
I'll look and see if I have a contact there, because when I was calling about that house, I was given a couple contacts about...
Yeah, so that's another one.
That's another one, and I got a text from her, too. But.
So I found the email, Gaston, your whole email chain, and... Where I got response from the Judicial Bureau within less than an hour after I applied for the numbers for you guys to use in the village, you have no response back letting you know where your numbers are. I'm not seeing you.
Well, she said that she told me the numbers, and so I'm like, really? I gotta go back.
They sent it to me in an email. It specifically
said. I'll go back. I'll go back and look and see. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Babysitting course. This is a small thing, but it's one huge step forward. There were three potential sites. I highly recommended we go with the American Red Cross virtual babysitting course. It's the most expensive. It's $45. But you know what you're getting, and you know you're getting a quality product. You know, the 4-H one requires somebody to teach the course, and we don't have that. It has to be virtual. And then the other one was approved in the state of Vermont and approved for the county of Orleans, but they're from Florida. And it's not, I was just like, you know, well, okay. I mean, nothing against Florida, but I was just like, I didn't like the way it felt. I just think that with the American Red Cross, you're getting a quality product. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, if you go to the babysitting website, you know, course website, they have an app now where you know, you get on your phone and you can actually type in things, you know, like what to do, and you know, the app kind of helps you through some things, you know, whatever. I don't know what, but anyway, so I just think that's awesome. So 15 students is apparently what they've identified, $45 per student. It comes out to like $675. And then Encore, Beth, wanted to put together those bags. So it would be a bag for each of the students. And these would be, you know, a resource kit of sorts for when they go out to babysit. So, you know, like I could imagine, like maybe there's games in there.
Right.
Or stickers.
Band-aids.
You know, a flask. But you know what I mean. You know, things that these kids could use, you know, as an aid or whatever. And so I think that's awesome. So we're looking at $925, and I have made it very clear that however we do all of this, the town cannot, you know, pay for this unless we get an invoice. Like we just can't like, oh yeah, here, you know, it all has to be documented. And I said it doesn't have to be extensive, but we need to have it documented. And so there's that. So
can we just make a motion
I'd love to
authorize it to pay for the invoice. Yes. So long as it doesn't exceed the $1,000 that we have in.
Oh, that would be awesome. Okay. And then that way I can get back to Shira and let her know that we're a go completely.
Nice.
Yes, okay. I'll make that motion.
Okay. So it'll be to authorize you to pay the invoice so long as it doesn't exceed the $1,000.
Okay.
And you know you get the invoice. Cause
yep.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll make a motion that we appoint Dina Mori to the Troy Cemetery Board.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Terry Medley to the Development Review Board.
All in favor?
And this,
aye.
There's an opening, but what I said was we have an opening and there's not a lot of people wanting to do it, and I'm here anyway, but if anybody wants it, if anybody comes along, I'm more than happy to be the person that steps down.
Terry, you bring up a really good point. I think, I don't know how we would do this, but I think that one of the things with the, you know, the Vermont Council on Rural Development is how do we get more people to participate in town government and town.
And not the,
need, same 10 people.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? We were on a call once and this lady said, use this acronym STP for town. I'm like, STP? She says, yeah, same 10 people. And so, you know, in a small town like this, it gets
hard.
It is very hard. And so, you know, your point is well taken, Terry, is all I wanted to say.
So thank you, Terry, for being appointed to the board.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written from March 17th, 2025.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Tons and tons. And we also have this resolution for annual appointment of representative to any case SCV governing board.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I'm the primary. Robert is the alternate.
Do you want to sign your life away there? And then
he'll
notarize. He'll sign as the chair. And that sign there won't hide the whole front door the way the grade is. Is that a dumb question?
No dumb question. I'm with you, Terry. Like, I can't really visualize things until they're in place.
I knew you were going to ask. So, He came in yesterday morning at 10:30, at 10 o'clock to get a check for the village of North Troy. And I said, Gloria doesn't come in until 1. He said, oh, I want to really get it ordered. I don't want to have to come back out. I said, I am going to write a check from the town office, to which at 1 o'clock I was at Gloria's with a replacement check and brought it to the bank.
Okay.
I know. It's
creative finances we're doing here tonight.
But, yeah, so I know. But it was, you know, I don't have a check for the village, so that's what I did. Are you okay with that?
And I just signed it.
It literally.
We'll have to see if those two sign it.
Okay.
That's all.
So we had to pay half down for the vinyl, for the standing seam roof for the village. Yeah. And when he came in, Gloria was not here at the village. So I wrote a check off the town. As soon as she got there, she wrote me a check back, and I deposited it in the bank all the same day.
Okay.
I've got copies of everything going to for the village, going for the town, for the auditors, for everybody. So it wasn't like interest was lost even a day. It just, I didn't want to make him come back out. I didn't realize he was his Pat either. He told me that. I did not know he was Pat Mayhew. Nelson's ex-Pat.
Oh, I
don't know. No idea.
I knew that a long time ago. You know who's going to end up doing the roof?
Who?
Albert. Yeah. Albert and Paul Gobay.
Really?
They're going to do the roof. You know who's going to strip it first? John Farley.
Really?
Yep. Because John came and asked me about it.
Did he put it on with you? He weren't working for you then.
No, he wasn't. And that's why he asked me about how long it took.
I have shingles on it.
Yeah, shingles on it. Yeah, just one layer. It'd be. He's gonna make pretty good money doing that. That's what I think. You know. But it wasn't $53,000.
Because
that was insane.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm getting phishing emails about?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know how many emails I've gotten about. You know, I've written you. You've not replied. Like, you know,
email about your website.
I get them every day.
Every day.
Sometimes
insane.
3. Sometimes 4.
Oh yeah, and it's always the same. We've noticed some changes. Give us a call. We've got some ideas where it can be better.
I wrote to you last week, and you haven't gotten back to me. And I'm thinking to myself, there's a reason why I'm not getting back to you.
Exactly. I get them too.
Wow, I'm not the only one. Isn't that interesting?
So I had a lady call me from Derby, emailed me from Derby, and said that she Googled somebody's name and their tax bill came up, which it can, because it's a PDF and a file in our website. Do we add anybody? I'm not saying they're on our website. I'm saying they're Googling, you know, our names and our tax bill may show up and as a PDF. Do we care? It's public record.
Public record.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I didn't think that we could do anything about it, and I don't have a problem with it because it's public record.
And
it's the redacted one. It's not the one that shows the state payment because you're not allowed to do that. You know, that's
the
only
thing. Date of birth, no social, nothing on that.
Tax
it's
bill.
All anything.
Nope.
I mean, you can easily find people's addresses online. So. I don't think there's anything we can do about.
Okay.
I'm going to be a bit out of order. I do want to mention something about town meeting.
Go for it.
Under other business.
Oh, that's the sticker she gives me. What's that? Is that our... Oh, no, that's... Oh, that shouldn't even have gone. Yeah, it should have. Mike didn't... Is that Mike or is that... Yeah, it's Mike. He didn't... They were out of paper, so he wrote down how much his bill was.
Oh, yeah,
bill
Mike,
was
right
for,
there. It's
yeah,
Mike, yes. Yeah.
For gas.
I couldn't figure out what the hell it said.
Yeah.
So why don't they do a charge count?
They just use a debit card. And could use...
Oh, and then they receive... Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's,
just as easy, you know.
Yep.
I was glad to see that they arrested the people that broke into the village
Yeah, he was out though. They had the court date yesterday and he was out just after lunch. No, didn't have to pay a thing. Yep. Spent the night in jail. He's got 11 different things that he's, what is it? Yeah, I mean, that's 11 different things that he isn't supposed to have done from the first time. You know, too close to the building, too close to the mini mart, you know, breaking in 4 times, on and on and on. You know, of his conditions, right? That he violated his conditions. That's the wording I want to say. Yeah.
That is so discouraging.
Yep.
No restitution, huh?
No. Not so far. They claim when it comes up, the court case of stealing from John Pelletier, they claim he's going to go to, it's federal, and he'll go to jail for that.
Because of the amount.
Yeah, because of the amount.
You can reword and reword all day long to stick with it.
Yeah. If it.
I would just put a space between 2024 and meeting.
Oh, good call. And I put positive vibes because on, you know how they gave us these reports?
Mm-hmm.
They had a word in there, positive something, and I was like, okay, I'm using it. But I can change it if you don't like vibe.
I think it's fine.
How do you like, as a possible step in the renewed hope for the future of our community?
I like that.
Which is true. I mean, it's not. It's... And then I wanted to mention that they were here in 2002, but it was the three towns, and that, you know, this is, I guess what I need to say to make the last statement is that we're inviting them to the town of Troy,
mm-hmm.
not Westfield and Jay. I mean, this is, you know, we need this to focus on us and not the three communities together. Should I do that? I'll say Troy community. But it's okay. And then I'll sign.
Yep.
And then POC for this action is, I mean, I'll be happy to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
we'll
be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're good.
So I will send this out tomorrow, and I'll CC, you all to it.
And this is 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't, because of the dates and stuff, I was like, I purposely left it kind of vague. Okay.
Any other business?
And I you're going to talk about the contract for
yeah.
the solar.
Yeah, if I could just have a, I would like to read it one more time. If I could just have a authorized to sign it?
I'll make a motion that the board authorize the chair to sign the contract for solar design and construction agreement. Did you catch
with,
that?
With Catamount.
With Catamount Solar LLC. Okay.
To sign the what agreement?
The solar design and construction agreement.
Yep, I'm good with that.
All in favor?
All right. And then town meeting. I made mention at our last school board meeting, and it's in the minutes that we'll approve in May, that town meeting will be a reverse
order. Oh, yeah, okay.
We will do school business first, the school budget. And then after we're done with that, we'll have the town business. And then, you know, hopefully we'll be done right around 12 to 12:30. And, you know, Mary Lou will have lunch. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that.
It used to be that way when we were on the school board.
Really?
I do. I kind of thought we went first.
But it wasn't separate. It was all...
Yeah, it was all one.
The school was just... The school budget was added into the meeting.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
The school budget was part of the articles for the whole town. That's probably, yeah.
And
then
you never, never got it out of one meter.
Felt like we never
another.
Got one out into the other, yeah.
And we split it out, and the select board just sort of basically said, okay, we'll do town business first. I mean, you know, there wasn't a discussion or a vote in terms of the community, so it makes this change very easy. So I communicated with the Vermont League, and they said as long as, you know, there wasn't a town-wide vote, we can just go ahead and make that change. And I,
that's good. Mix it up. That's good to mix it up.
So I think that that'll be good. So I don't, you don't need anything else from me, right? I mean, you don't need anything from the school board?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
Everybody's in agreement. Sure, it's in our meeting minutes, so
yep.
It's documented.
Should that be on the agenda? She sent it after I'd done it, so.
We already approved it, right? We already approved it.
It's everybody that has to sign it, right?
Yep.
I had a rose meeting last week. But,
was there a rose meeting?
The road meeting was on last week, was it? With
no, because I didn't get a warning. Some phone.
So I had it on my calendar, but I thought it was in May. And I was like, I think I...
Oh, no, it's in May. It's in May. You mean with Eric Pohl?
With
yeah.
Eric,
yeah.
Is it May 8th? Because I had it in
I think it is. I got it written. I got it somewhere here.
I got it.
May 8th. Eric Pohl, 9:30.
It May is. I put it on my April 8th, and I had seen you the night before the way mentioned it, so I was like, oh my God. I will put that in my calendar, though, May 8th.
And then in November...
Overweight permit.
I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to miss a select board meeting. The school board meeting
in November.
Is on Tuesday, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. And so I was like, no, we're not going to have a school board meeting on the evening of
Veterans Day.
So there was no other, and I was like, okay, we'll do it on the 18th, and I'll just, so I'll let you know as we get closer, but it'll only be two of you.
Okay.
Then you can really raise havoc.
Can I be lost without you?
Won't know
Gaston,
that.
We will be done at 7:15.
Yeah.
And you will have to go home with your ears hurting.
Not
from,
at all.
From the
hey, are you kidding? And
no
time
you
put into this.
The time and effort that you put in is appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.
I won't be here next week for the school board meeting.
Oh, you won't be? Okay.
I will be.
Good. I'll be here. That I do have my phone.
So well, you'll be running the meeting?
I guess. I'll run the meeting.
Who?
Dave.
Will be running the meeting.
Oh, Dave, because he does it for town.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Boston this weekend. And
he
I,
does it sometimes even
I,
when I'm here.
Because
so.
My son's going to be living there, and I went with my cousin
no
to a ball game. Yeah. And so I was I didn't drive down. I hate Boston. I haven't driven down there in 15 years. But I thought, you know, I think I can do this. And then I watched her. She could handle it. And I thought, I probably am, and there's no place to put the car once you get there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so we're going to go to Lebanon and jump on the Dartmouth coach. We're 5 minutes from Aaron's room when we get out in South Station.
So
from his apartment.
Who's moving?
Aaron, the one in Denver.
Oh, is he moving?
He's going to work remotely. He's
no
staying,
kidding.
Keeping his job, obviously, but he can work remotely.
Yeah,
if he needs to go to a meeting, he'll jump on a plane and go to the meeting.
And so he'll be going to Boston?
Yeah, right.
That's
downtown. He's got
fun.
A nice,
so nice
place in downtown. And yeah, so we're going to probably go Memorial Day weekend. He's
nice.
Moving in a few weeks.
Awesome.
Stuff's getting
he might miss
quick.
The Denver weather.
Yes, I told him that. He's gotten kind of spoiled with the Denver winters compared to our winters, but he's ready for.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's
still got a lot
you.
Of friends from school that are down there, so he's looking forward to it.
And you're happy to have him.
Close. I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. It's not that far away.
Oh my God, that is like a stone's throw.
So I kind of said to him, I said, so when we come to pick you up. I said, because he doesn't have a car. He's never had a car and doesn't need a car down there either. In fact, his apartment is right down by, you know, Prudential Building and that stuff in the business.
Yeah,
beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful place. I said, you know, if we come visit, could we park our car in your garage and, like, rent a spot? Because they've got three apartments in his high rise that we can rent if we come to go to visit. And he says, if I had a car, I would not be able to put it in. There's a waiting list on having having space. So he's, you know, he never needed a car in Denver, and he won't need a car in Boston. And so I said to him,
not owning a car, yeah. You must feel like free.
Yeah. So I said to him, though, I said, and do you have a problem? You used to take the Dartmouth coach and, you know, go up to either Lebanon or Dartmouth. And he's like, we'll talk about it when we get close. He's overriding the bus. I'm excited if I don't have to do traffic. It's just one other stop. And
dropping the kids off at the Concord station so they could just drive. That takes you right into the Boston to Logan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the way to go. It's free parking, and they just get on the bus and they don't have to fight.
That's right. There's one for Littleton too.
Yeah, isn't there? Yeah. But I'll do that the first time for sure, and then maybe once I'm downtown again and see where there's possibility for it's also cheaper. It's $6 a night to park your car in Lebanon, and it's what 60 to 100 in downtown Boston. Pretty you know,
I can't imagine driving there. I barely made it through the Costco parking lot as a passenger this weekend.
So, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. For the townhouse.
22. This is not as bad as I thought. This is pretty good.